Over 30 years of serving the Arizona homeowner. 13 years in a row ranking Arizona's best referral network. RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Protecting you, informing you, and educating you.
It's Rosie on the House.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, Arizona. How all y'all doing today? Welcome to my house. We're going to throw the doors wide open, invite you in. Here, you sit right over here. That's my favorite little couch over there. You just sit right there. I'll get up from my favorite recliner. I'll even give it to you. Come over. You sit over there. Let's sit down and talk about your favorite things, your house, your home, your castle, and your cabin. We're here to talk about home remodeling, home improvement, and home maintenance within the boundaries of the great state of Arizona. And if you've got a project you're trying to tackle, or a project you're considering to tackle, or a project you'd like your spouse to finish tackling, you can give us a call.
You notice he said that when Mom's not here.
Yeah, that's right. I'm very selective in my conversation. You are welcome to call the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348. By way of a little wrap-up before I introduce my special guest for this hour, I'd like to just give a tip of the hat to the producers of the Festival of Books in Tucson last weekend. It was so spectacular to have that event back live after not holding it the last 2 years. And Jennifer did not join me down there, which is very unusual. She had a trip to see family back in Tennessee. So I was given the credit card, the empty bed of a pickup truck, and the Festival of Books. Now, what could go wrong?
And rain. But we didn't get any. So.
Romy bought me 2 books. Thank you for that. And I only bought 6 other books.
Wow. You had plenty of space in that truck.
I came home with 8 books. And hats off. They had 268 classes and seminars in the course of 2 days in 34 different classroom-style tents and buildings on the U of A campus. And my hat's off to Terry Sterling, Miriam Davidson, and Suzanne Briante, who had a conversation. It was the name of the class was "Let's Talk About the Border," and it was spectacular, absolutely spectacular. So congratulations for Festival of the Books, Tucson Festival of the Books, for pulling it off. It was absolutely great. We did a live broadcast down there last weekend, and I had a blast. Absolutely one of my more favorite events in Arizona throughout the whole year. Now let's get around to introducing today's topic. This month in March, we're talking about windows. And boy, have I got a lot of feedback on how I say windows the last 34 years. Rosie, it's windows. Windows. Well, let's talk about windows and windows here at Rosie on the House. If you're contemplating changing a window or thinking through how you might get a more energy efficient window, how you might get a more aesthetically pleasing window, how you might get a cleaner window, a more quiet window, we have the man in studio for you to talk to today, Mr. Sal Saccato of Dunright Window. Sal, thanks for joining us this Saturday morning, buddy.
Always happy to be here.
Well, you helped us write this week's blog about what trends are in right now as it relates to windows. And there is one particular trend that has taken over the window industry in the last 3 or 4 years that is just overwhelming.
Absolutely. The newest trend is black on black. It's going with everything these days.
Which in the desert is a color we usually shy away from.
Amen.
It has really become of.
Typically, yes, but the old color that used to go everywhere was the adobe or the tan, and that has definitely faded out.
We've overrun that one.
Absolutely.
Need some new color variety in our selection options.
No more 60 shades of tan.
Black window frames have been an overwhelming trend the last few years. You see it in virtually, I want to say you see it in 60 or 70% of every new home or remodel going up right now.
Most of the designed homes definitely have a black feature, whether it's a door, window, or all of the above.
And to Romy's point, that is a color I've generally tried to stay away from in regards to everything as it relates to exposure to the sun and heat gain.
Yes, for energy efficiency possibly, but I don't actually see a difference in the energy efficiency ratings on a white window versus a black window. Okay. It's more so what the material of the frame is made out of.
Well, what could we make a black frame out of that's going to hold up?
Well, your most durable black on black, being black inside, black exterior option, is either going to be a fiberglass or a Fibrex product.
Okay.
You do have a couple other options, being an aluminum product. It's a very durable product. However, you do lose a little bit of energy efficiency on that one. And then there is a newer product out. It is a vinyl product. They do call it a capstock. It's relatively new, so I'm not too certain on the longevity of it, but we're in the process of testing it out.
Boy, there's a whole lot about putting black aluminum on my house that just really rubs this old-fashioned guy the wrong way.
Absolutely, and I kind of agree as well. So there is an option for what is called a thermally broken aluminum.
Okay.
So what you're doing is you're taking your exterior aluminum frame and your interior aluminum frame and separating it by a piece of non-conductive material.
You just cut them in half and don't let the two sides touch each other.
Basically, that's the simple version of it, yes. So you are getting the strength, you're getting the color, and you are getting the energy efficiency, relatively. You are losing a little bit off of that product versus any other product, being a vinyl and aluminum clad or a fiberglass, but you do get the strength and the color available in it.
How about types of operation? Are they offering these frames in all forms of operation? XO, single hung, double hung, casement, hopper?
Well, what's a hopper? Is that an awning window?
Tilt out awning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It really depends on the manufacturing company. So what we typically do is when we come into a house, we always figure out what the homeowner is looking for. We'll start with color, then we'll go into longevity, what their plan is with the house, and it'll tell us what material we need to be in. And then from there, it'll tell us what manufacturing company, and then what opportunities there are for different operations in that manufacturing company. There's a lot to know in it.
Okay. And so if a homeowner tell Sal, I like this black look, I want to go that direction, what's your material of choice? What material are you going to put them in? And just go in descending order. Here would be the first choice, second choice, third choice.
Well, there's definitely a lot to it. It's not one size fits all. So if we're saying budget is not a factor, then I would much prefer a fiberglass product. But budget usually is a factor. Not only that, but frame size, like from frame edge to visible glass, is something that a lot of people want to take into consideration. Or even still, when you have a stacked unit, like a sliding window on top of, or a picture window on top of a sliding window, that's two frames put together. When you are looking at a large frame edge to visible glass, you double that up, and now you're looking at about 6 inches from visible glass to visible glass.
Which can kind of look clunky.
Very, yes, absolutely. So there's a lot of different products to take into consideration to figure out what's going to be the best black on black window for that particular house, for that operation style, and for the overall design.
Now, have they eliminated frame colors to push this emphasis of black, or can we still get all the typicals?
Well, they have a couple years ago, let's say prior to COVID, they eliminated a couple of colors just because it wasn't being purchased much.
Okay.
But since COVID, quite a few things have happened, as we all know. Some colors have been discontinued through various manufacturing companies. But black on black is by far the biggest trend right now, so that is available in almost everybody.
I'll have to say that's one thing I'm going to miss about COVID. You could blame it on anything, whether good or bad. Well, why is it that way now? COVID, and no one questioned it.
No more El Nino. Yeah.
good or bad, you just blame it on COVID, no one questioned it. You go do whatever you want. COVID.
Now, Sal, over the years, when I got on my window soapbox, I would be talking about window frames, and I would be telling homeowners how important it is to consider your frame. Because in the windows we were installing all through the 60s and 70s, the aluminum frame, single pane, you can take an infrared thermometer gun and shoot the inside of a west-facing aluminum frame window.
Absolutely.
In the middle of August. And register 130 degrees.
I think I used to, years ago, maybe 15 years ago, I used to use those stickers that would go on the fish tanks.
Yeah.
And then they had little burst bubbles on them, some of them, so it'd get over. And I went back to somebody's house, direct sunlight, black aluminum windows, and they burst at 160 degrees. That's incredibly hot.
That's like turning on the furnace in your home in the middle of the summer.
So when you look at different energy efficiencies, an aluminum window, let's say it all comes with the same glass, three coats low E, and it's all the same glass. So you have an aluminum window, and then you have, let's just say, everything else as far as the other materials.
Okay.
The aluminum window will be 3% less energy efficient than the thermally broken. It is on a whole. Okay.
Okay.
Now that thermally broken is only going to be 2% less energy efficient than your vinyl or your fiberglass product.
Okay.
These are on the holes. So again, it has the same energy efficient glass. What you're seeing is just that 2 inches of exposed frame material all the way around the edge. Now the frame material itself may be 20 or 30% less energy efficient, but on a whole it's 2%.
The whole opening.
Yes.
When you consider all the components that goes into that window opening.
Correct.
Well, let's come back and talk a little bit about glazing.
Okay.
Just a little bit, and what options you're seeing and what trends you may be seeing in glazing.
Okay.
All right. When we get back, it's Sal Sicato of Done Right Windows.